Obedience to my guru and protector, Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text, symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by the sun. Dragon, thunder, proclamation of the Dharma, arouses us from the stifle of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, O Loving One, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into Buddha's words and texts and explain them. So we have finished with the outline of how to rely correctly in thought and action in the virtuous friend. And then here, next is the stages of how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. Yeah? Okay. So that's on page 38. So, the stages of how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher, is that itself is divided into two. And an exhortation to take advantage of such a life. And then number two, it says how to take the essence. Yeah. So, the actual way to take a full advantage of such a life. Yeah. Then the first one, an exaltation to take full advantage of this life of this human life. It's divided into three. So the first is identifying what are the leisure and the endowments or the freedoms and endowments, and then next is contemplating their great value or their importance, and then the third is contemplating the difficulty of finding such a rebirth. Yeah.
Toshini, that Tanda Dela shared the team, but Tambo Tawa and Joa says that Bana Tawa said it, because Church Chabalata, Tawa Yabas, Comba Yabas, that Tawa said it.
So here, the first is identifying what are the leisure and endowments, yeah. Okay, or it's commonly translated as freedom and endowments, yeah. So the word for that in Tibetan is tawa, and what it means is basically having the freedom, yeah, to practice the Dharma.
Otoxine, Chazan Della, that energy. Chazan, that me combat Jetan, that me combat Jetan, Tayo Chene, Captain Tawa, say, what is Sungu Yare, Chazan, that Captita, that me combat Jet, said Zia Della, that me combat she's, me my imbe, me combat she's in that on that toxin, me combat Jet, Sinitoxin.
So here, leisure means freedom from the eight inopportune states. Yeah. Okay? Leisure here means freedom from the eight inopportune states. And the eight inopportune states are broken into two sets of four. They are the four inopportune states in the human realm, and then there are four inopportune states which are not related to the human realm.
Shina, that the name of a social media by night, that on Sanjay Mikun, Sanjay Machu, Shindri Jabaina, the Mikomachic Chaya.
Okay, so let's look at the four inopportune human conditions. Yeah. So even if you are born as a human being, but if you are born in a world at the time when the Buddha has not descended, then
okay.
So if you are born as a human being in the world at a time where the Buddha has not descended, then that becomes one of the inopportune human condition or human state.
Yeah.
Even if you are born in the world where the Buddha has descended, but if you are born in the place where the teachings of the Buddha have not yet spread, then that is another inopportune human state.
Yeah.
So I guess the first inopportune human state refers to a combination of these two factors, where you're born in a place where either the Buddha has not descended, or even if the Buddha has descended, in the place where the Buddha's you do not find the Buddha's teachings in that particular place. Yeah. So if you happen to be in such a position, then that is what we call an inopportune state. So the second inopportune state is being born in a border place. Being born in a border region where there are no teachings of the Buddha. Even if you are born in a place where in the world where the Buddha has descended, and where the Buddha's and you're in a place where you have access to the Buddha's teachings, yeah. But if you are born with incomplete sensory faculties, if you are physically challenged in certain ways, such as lacking or having incomplete limbs, perhaps deaf and so forth, then that is another inopportune human state.
Yeah.
Even if you are born with complete sensory faculties, but if you are born as someone with wrong views, as someone who denies the existence of the three jewels of karma, then that is another inopportune human condition. Yeah.
Uh,
So in summary, if you are born as a human being in the world where the Buddha has not yet descended, or if you are born in a world where the Buddha has descended, you know, but if you are born in a place where you have no access, you know, to the Buddha's teachings, that place does not have the Buddha's teachings. If you are born with incomplete sensory faculties, or if you are born with wrong views, these are all human conditions, human states, then you have the four inopportune human conditions. So this is something to think about. Yeah, if someone is born as a human being, but with these four inopportune conditions, basically, I think that person will not have any mental space nor time to practice the Buddha's teachings.
Yeah.
So this is something that we all have to think about individually. So consider these four inopportune conditions separately. You know? So if any of us were to possess any of these conditions, then is it possible to practice the teachings or not? Did you go through these four inopportune conditions?
Yeah.
Then there are the four non-human inopportune states, such as being born as a god, as a celestial god with long life and so forth. If you are born, either as a god, a celestial god with a long life, or if you are born in any of the three lower realms, so these four make up what we call the four non-human inopportune states.
Thinking
about the three lower realms, you know, as and understanding the three lower realms as being an inopportune, a non-human inopportune condition is pretty obvious. Yeah. Well, we may not directly perceive the hell beings nor the practice the hungry ghosts, but we can see animals. Yeah, so we should analyze and see if one is born as an animal, is it really possible to practice the Dharma? So I guess it's pretty obvious. Yeah. So if it is pretty obvious that one really cannot practice the Dharma as an animal, then it goes without saying that if one is born as a hungry ghost or as a hell being, then there's really no way to practice the teachings.
Karasara samde tangbu nibashi shibasini neshi otinde tsugi yore 지나네다 갑디 달 하저 못 세디다 나 가서래 밖에 삼든 십에 내도 자기하래 다던다 그러와 디 콩나 내디 니게 하저 못 세디 하 쳐다보지 그러와 딘데 시야에 다던다.
Okay, so the next, the fourth non-human inopportune state is being born as a god, as a celestial god, a god with a long life. Yeah. So the entire samsara is divided into three realms. Yeah. The desire, the form, and the formless realm. Okay? Sukhamra. So you have the desire realm, the form, and the formless realm. The form realm itself is divided into four levels. Yeah, okay, four levels. Yeah. So the god of long life here refers to those beings who are born. Was born as gods in this the fourth level of the form realm.
어떻게 다디 다가라 숨어서나 또 세림 보세디 다던다 다던다 남시 가령원도 교어서나 다 파텔 깨베 다 깨베 남시 원도 교점치네 안에 디네 남시 신원도 미교시 다 두시신도 원도 교교 말해
So the god of long life refers to this celestial being who is born in the fourth level of the form realm. Yeah. So this particular god or beings who are born into the fourth level of the form realm, their minds, their discrimination is only manifest. You know, the consciousness is only kind of manifest actively during the time of the birth as that god and when they die. So other than that, they are basically spaced out. Like they are that. Yeah, spaced out basically. Like that. Kind of like sleeping, you know. So they, you know, in between birth and death, they are just there. Like, maybe like some
people are.
So these celestial beings, this particular kind of celestial god in the fourth level of the form realm is said to have a very, very long life. Yeah. Okay. But if we are born as such, we get such this kind of rebirth. Yeah. Then we would possess one of the non-human inopportune conditions or states.
Oh, toxine. That tonda taganashi yande sume. That sume do kibe soso kibo. That taganashi sume la papa na soso kibo ni guyare sume kamla. That soso kibo tinzo. That sume kamla kibale ni soso kibo tinzo yam mikombe ne la shaye. Oh, tinde shado.
Then you have the beings of the formless realm as well. So there are both ordinary and superior beings in the formless realms. Yeah. So being born as an ordinary being in the formless realm is also considered to be an inopportune state.
어떻게니? 다 조조 진대 인사를 빼나 숨에 감도 깨어내는 수수교 진수의 교라 배전다 람두배기 다 돈다니 가와피지 매등하시 차비어래 재정다 미코미 내서 샤에 딘사래 빼나 탈배 람두배기 람두배기 가와 매등하시 차비어래 아 뒤에차는다 미코마스.
So ordinary beings who are born in the formless realms are said to lack the fortune to attain liberation. And for that reason, they lack the fortune to actualize the path to liberation. And for that reason, they are said to be to possess an inopportune state, or to be in an inopportune state.
And
after thinking about it, you know, one would probably have to say that the ordinary beings in the form realm do possess the fortune to achieve or to practice the path of the liberation. When we talk about celestial beings, gods, worldly gods, they are gods of the desire realm and gods of the higher realms, referring to the gods of the form and formless realms, basically. Yeah. So most of the gods of the desire realm are said to be in an inopportune state. Yeah. Because most of the desire realm gods are distracted constantly by sensual pleasures. Yeah. And they also have a very long life. Yeah. But most of them are distracted by sensual pleasures, so therefore most of them are in an inopportune state. Yeah. So this non-human inopportune condition of being a god, a worldly god with a long life, you know. So depending on the commentary used, so some commentaries explain it to mean the specific god of the fourth level of the form realm, the one who lacks discrimination, whilst some texts take this to mean the worldly gods of the desire realm. So it comes, I don't know, anyway, it's there in the Namrin Shenmo. So it's clearly stated that the beings in the form and the formless realms do not have the fortune to newly attain the path of seeing. So perhaps those are Lao Jiao here will understand what I've just said. The those of you who are new to this may not understand what I've just said. So it is stated that the ordinary beings ordinary beings of the formless realms do not possess the fortune to achieve the path to liberation. Yeah. So if you say that, then you must back it up with a reason, isn't it? Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure why. So you have any suggestions? Maybe those who were from that realm before. Perhaps. If you remember.
Yeah, the senior student should have the answer. Yeah.
I guess those who like to space out a lot perhaps can help in this.
Yeah, the senior one. Yeah, quick. Sola yo de kainas, the sumala me de kainas. Chik komas, chik mi komas.
So why is it that the ordinary beings of the formless realms do not possess the fortune to achieve the path of liberation, whereas the ordinary beings of the form realm possess the fortune to achieve the path to liberation? Yeah. Well, both are gods, yeah. Sorry? So one suggestion was that perhaps because the formless beings, they, as the word suggests, not necessarily, but if you take it literally, you know, formless beings are kind of like without the form that we are, you know, normally, you know, used to. Yeah. So perhaps without that medium, there are a lot of things that perhaps they do not do. Yeah. Such as giving me stuff.
So, any other answer?
The reason which you have given can or should also apply to the beings, the ordinary beings in the form realm. Well, the reason should apply either way. Yeah? No suffering, yeah? Is there suffering in the form realm? No, there's no suffering or pain. Yeah. So, anyway, as mentioned clearly in the text, that the ordinary beings who are born in the formless realms are in a condition that lacks freedom, it says. So basically, they do not have the opportunity to achieve the path to liberation. Yeah. So, having said that, we need to think about the reason. Yeah. The way to think about these eight inopportune conditions, or the lack of these eight inopportune conditions, is to relate it to our own existence. To realize how just by the mere fact that we are now born as a human being and free from these eight inopportune conditions. That mere, just having this freedom alone can really makes it very, very helpful to be able to practice the Buddhist teachings. Okay, so next is the identification of the endowments. There are 10 endowments. There are 5 that pertain to oneself and 5 that pertain to others.
What in the inside? That dinner, that tambo, that tambo, that miracle lamba, say, chickchi,
Okay, so what are the 5 personal the 5 endowments that pertain to yourself? So the first endowment is being born as a human. Number 2, you are born in the place where the Buddha's teachings exist. Number 3, you have complete sensory faculties. Number 4, you have reversible karma, which means you have not engaged in the 5 deeds of immediate retribution and so forth. And then number 5, you have faith in the source, means you have faith in the scripture, in the Buddhist teachings. Yeah. So here, faith in the source refers to faith. You have faith in the 3 scriptural collections. So these are the 5 endowments that we must personally possess. Endowments are the favorable conditions for us to engage in Dharma practice.
Okay, Jesus Juba Sugana, Tindela, Mita Yata Chene, Desu, Jesus Juni Yedene. That Jesus Junella, young, Parasorata, Jindala Sopa, Chenangi, Anishita, Roba Chen, or Tindisumarta.
So next are the five endowments that pertain to others. Number one, Buddha has visited or has descended in this world. Okay. Number two, the teaching is being taught. So that means that the teachings are being taught either by Buddha himself or by his followers, yeah, such as the hearers and so forth. Number three, the teaching remains. I think this primarily refers to the existence of people who put the Buddha's teachings into practice and have generated experiences and realizations, yeah, those who are upholding the realizational Dharma. Then number four, there are those who follow this. So it means that there are people who are following after the teachings. Yeah? Then number five, that there is a caring or concern for others refers to the benefactors, donors, you know, who support the Dharma in our practice. So these five endowments pertain to others. So these are necessary conditions for us to practice the Dharma, but these conditions have to come from someone else other than ourselves. Yeah. So therefore, they are the endowments that pertain to others. So if you think about these endowments, the endowments are the favorable conditions for practicing the Dharma, isn't it? Yeah. But they are the five, but the endowments are divided into personal endowments and endowments pertaining to others, isn't it? So what does it say? It means that both kinds of endowments are necessary. The ones that we possess ourselves and the ones that are possessed by others. You know. Because there are times where perhaps, you know, some people may think that, oh, as long as the Buddha is around, it's fine and everything is fine. You know, you know, as we feel as if, you know, that everything is in the hands of the Buddha, you know, we don't really have to do anything. Yeah. Isn't it? Oh, the Buddha is all powerful and so forth. But from here, from this, you can see very clearly that, you know, we need to possess a certain endowments from our side as well. Yeah. Before we can practice the Dharma.
O tukshine, ta tanda nyingbo ta ti samlo ta imbare, soso soso yu samlo tangse, tawa je, njo otsu, otinde soso la chang yu na, ta anichi ta chang du minu samlo tangye, ta tinde tawa je kaya nungo ji, bena kan mikomba kaya nungo ji, kewa langba yu na, chu chi kobu yungsari yungsama desu. Ta Ani Shinjonga, the Rangjonga, Rama Tang, Turkey, and Churchella, Della Bushu, Church, Redumido, this, that's also young and some of the Chidi Paretta.
The whole point of identifying these freedoms and the endowments, you know, is so that we can reflect on it. Yeah. So, in terms of the freedoms, we have to ask ourselves, you know, whether we possess all the eight freedoms or not. And we need to ask ourselves, you know, that having these eight freedoms, does it really make a difference to our practice? Are we By possessing these eight freedoms, what does it do to our spiritual development? Then similarly, in terms of the ten endowments, the five personal and the five pertaining to others, yeah, whether we, as an individual, we possess these endowments or not. And if we do possess all of these endowments, then we should ask ourselves, are they important? Are we fortunate to have them? Does it make any difference to our spiritual practice? On the basis of having identified these eight freedoms and the ten endowments in relation to ourselves, after we have done that, then we move on to the next outline, contemplating the great importance of this human life, freedom and endowments, on the basis of recognizing that we do have this human life of freedom and endowments, then we go on to this next outline, whereby we will reflect on how important it is, and how valuable it is, basically, this kind of rebirth, yes. So on page 39, on the first sub outline of this section, contemplating the great importance of this human life of freedom and endowments, we are asked to think about the inappropriateness of someone who has achieved this special rebirth but is acting like an animal. If no practice of the completely pure Dharma, for the sake of lasting happiness comes about at all, you are like an animal despite your birth in a higher realm. So since animals also have the endeavor merely to attain happiness and eliminate suffering until they die. So the thing is that if after having attained such a human life of with all the freedoms and endowments, but if you do not use it to achieve everlasting happiness, really, you put it and use it to practice the pure Dharma, then it is said that we are no different from an animal. Yeah. So, I mean, this is what is said here, but we have to ask ourselves whether that is true or not. Is there any difference if we do not use this human life of freedom and endowments for something better? If we just lead a normal life, then are we any different from the animals? Yeah. So we have obtained a special body. Someone who has obtained a human life of freedom and endowments is said to be someone who has obtained a special rebirth, a special body. So for example, on the basis of having this kind of rebirth, one can meditate and develop the altruistic intention bodhicitta. This kind of human life is considered to be the best basis to be able to practice and develop bodhicitta through altruistic intention. Even though if you're born as a god or as a naga, you know, I mean, they have their own powers. They are relatively more powerful than the human beings in a lot of ways. Yeah. But when it comes to developing bodhicitta, the human body, the human rebirth, is said to be the best basis. So here the text is advising that since we have obtained, we have already obtained such a special rebirth, a special basis, then rather than letting it go to waste, we should extract the essence to make this rebirth that we really obtained, to make it meaningful. There's a quotation here from Shantideva's Engaging the Bodhisattva's Deeds, in the next page. Having found this kind of leisure, not to cultivate what is virtuous, no betrayal could be greater, nothing more deluded than that. Having found this place so rare, hard to find and beneficial, if I, well aware of it, were taken to hell again, as if deluded by magic spells, and has my mind here wasted away, through what delusion I do not know either. So what has become of my mind? I don't know what's the feeling doing there, but anyway. So on the basis of having obtained this human life of freedoms and endowments, we can achieve both the temporary and the ultimate goals. Yeah. So the temporary goal refers here to getting a higher rebirth, such as a human and or God. Yeah. So that is something that we can achieve. And we can also achieve the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is consists of the achievement of liberation and enlightenment. So we are advised now to make a full use of this human life of freedom and endowments, by, you know, we advise to make full use of it both day and night. In order to achieve the two goals, the temporary and the ultimate. So we are advised to make full use of this opportunity, day and night, in order to achieve the two goals. Yeah, the two goals are the temporary and the ultimate. The temporary refers to the higher rebirth, and the ultimate goal refers to, in technical language, is what we call definite goodness. Definite goodness, which refers to liberation and enlightenment. So this topic of the human life of freedom and endowments comes under the headline, which says an exhortation to take full advantage of freedom and endowments. Let me keep it in simple English. Basically, this section means, persuading ourselves to do something useful with this human life of freedom and endowments. Exaltation or some big word. Right? Basically, persuading. Actively persuading ourselves. And the only way to persuade ourselves is to think about what we have just talked, or what we have just covered, over and over again. We have to think about it. Otherwise, there's no way we can persuade ourselves. Yeah. So the way of persuading ourselves is to understand that we have received this human life of freedom and endowments, and to think about all the wonderful things that we can achieve, both the temporary and the ultimate goals with this human rebirth. And it is difficult to find such an opportunity again, so therefore, for these various reasons, we think about these various reasons, and then we persuade ourselves, to tell ourselves, hey, better start doing something now, and better not let it go to waste. If you think about the essence of this section, which is essentially advice, isn't it? Yeah. What is it telling us? It is basically telling us and exhorting us to be better than an animal. That's the thing. It's not a challenge, but it's like telling us, you should all try to be better than an animal. And what does that mean? Because so to be better than an animal means to go beyond thinking about, or beyond thinking just about the happiness of this life, you know. Yeah, to go beyond this preoccupation with this life's affairs and happiness alone. Because if we do not go beyond this, then we are no different from an animal. So that's the point,
yeah.
So, and we do actually, we have the ability to think about these things, isn't it? To think about why we should be better than animal and how we can be better than animal. Yeah? We have the ability to do this. If we tell the same thing to an animal, hey, you need to be better. No? I mean, there's nothing the animal can do, isn't it? Nothing. Yeah.
Oh, tinde shine. Ta tinde ma ta nyaka was. Ta tinde ga ni ji ta jodi ta ta lela bo ni ge rebes na ti nyaka wa res. O to shine ta chum den de lung. O chum de ki tinde sung ya. Ta nyen jo dan den den shi pe de nyen jo to ni sa chim bo dang. Ten de den jo ja wa ni cha zeng se mo shi be du. Dan da wa sung be den jo dan nyen jo ni ga ni nya ba ka o so da.
So next is contemplating the difficulty of obtaining such a human life of freedom and endowments. Yeah. So is it easy to achieve or to get this kind of rebirth that we have? A freedom, a human life of freedom and endowments? No, the answer is no. Yeah. So on page 41 it says... it says in the basis of scriptural transmission, I'm not sure. In Lamgyun Chenmu it's stated as the basis of discipline. Yeah. Anyway, the point is that what did the Buddha say? You know? So the beings who die and migrate from the bad, from the lower realms and from the higher realms to the lower realms, are like the dust of the great earth. Okay? And then the beings who are born from there, the lower realms, into the higher realms, are like dust taken up by the tip of a fingernail. So therefore, such a human life of freedom and endowments is extremely difficult to find from both the happy and bad realms. So this is the difficulty, yeah? The difficulty of obtaining a human life of freedoms and endowments. No? So why is it so difficult to obtain? Why is it so rare, so difficult? Because the vast majority of the beings, the sentient beings, wherever they are constantly engaged in the 10 non-virtuous actions, for example. So if we look in our own mind, mental continuum, because we can also see how we are so naturally disposed towards non-virtue, isn't it? Yeah. So, and if one is engaged constantly in non-virtue, then of course the end result will only be the lower realms. Yeah, non-virtuous actions will only project or throw us into a lower realm rebirth, never ever into a higher realm rebirth, never. So because more sentient beings, including ourselves, are more naturally predisposed towards non-virtuous actions, such as the 10 non-virtues, so that makes it very difficult to get a human life of freedom and endowments again in the future. And on top of that, we have to deal with all the non-virtuous actions that we have already accumulated since beginningless time, since beginningless rebirth. We have really accumulated numberless and non-virtuous actions. But of course, if we purify these negativities through practicing compassion by applying the four opponent powers, perhaps we could reduce some of this and purify. But that is again something that we don't do.
おっとしね、だとんだいに、だかしやんち、だちょしね、だがちょれ、にぼちかわちゃぐれ、でぼしさばいなや、なんさんだ、しゃぶんちぇし、あにしくた、あにしくば、ぎゅす、れ、だとしさんほこにしゃぶちぇり、こんぼちゃぐよれ、それは。ちょしね、こんぼちゃえ、おろわってね、あにしくだかせ、だってね、ま、あにしく、がったりとびみるでね、だってらりゃん、だにそんでちゅうほんばいな。
It is very rare to, it's very rare to see, people. Because it's very rare that there are people who engage in heartfelt confession practices right after. Immediately right after they have committed the non-virtue, for example. Yeah. So therefore it makes it very difficult, yeah, for people in general to achieve a good rebirth. Yeah. And so once, the thing is, once we find ourselves again back in the lower realms, and to be able to get out of that rebirth, and to go to a higher realm, is pretty difficult, yeah. Once you're in there, then it's very difficult to get out. Yeah.
Oh, the karasana junse. That tell us if you saw that, that karasana. Go yah yah. You want me to the karasana? That kapu ji karasana. Tell if you saw that. Lariang tipasat, tipasaw mangboji. That tieten la. That juma chiga. That mieten la sabale. That tieten la sabale manga yongasi. Raba nyesu mieten la. That tipo topchi mongo sato esi. Raba tidei kinji lariang milu tabe kapu chati kuyare.
So, why is it difficult to get out once you're stuck, once you're in there, once you're in the lower realms? Why is it difficult to get out? I mean, there must be a reason. Yeah, the thing is, once we're in there, in the lower realms, hell, hungry ghost, an animal, we will always be accumulating negative karma in those rebirths. Yeah, if one is already accumulating negative karma in the human body. And of course, if you're in the lower realms, you'll be accumulating more negative karma, yeah. And so freshly, so that makes it really difficult to get out, really. So if we think about these things, then. One realizes, how difficult, it is, it will be, for us to obtain such a human life of freedoms and endowments again. So next is the way to meditate on these four special features. Yeah. So this is extremely important. So in order to develop this sort of fully qualified desire to take full advantage of this life that we really obtain, we must reflect on its four elements.
私で彼氏な、テラチョトコバ、スタタンコチョトコケレス、スタジュンセコイン、彼氏のところですな、スムジャトンでデワドバ、ドンアミテワコナインナス。デワドバドンアサワヤ、タンビショコナラレビシロス、スタジュンセドスニコイン、チョトコビチュンセ。Okay,
in order to be able to take full advantage of this human life of freedom and endowments that we really obtain, we must reflect on these four elements. Yeah. Okay, this is an extremely important section. So what are the four? The first is we need to reflect on the need to practice the teachings. Yeah. Because all living beings want only happiness and do not want suffering, and because achieving happiness and alleviating suffering depend only on practicing the teachings, the Buddha Dharma.
어떻습니까?다두고구유나다두누그레베스다디젤라삼마다이마다두누그레베스나다두누바레스다준센두누베준센카레레스는니바디다치이겐치이겐신예단난기겐다조던덴베치로다준세고잉.So
okay, we need to practice the teachings, yeah, because we don't want suffering and we want happiness. So, but are we able to practice the teachings? So yes. So that's the second element. The ability to practice, we need to contemplate on that, because we are endowed with the external condition, a teacher, a guide, and the internal conditions. What are they? They are the freedoms and endowments. So because we possess all the favorable conditions, both external and internal, so therefore we are in a position, we are definitely able to practice the teachings.
Yeah. Okay,
so we need to practice the teachings. And we do have the ability to practice the teachings. Yeah. So then the next question is when, basically when. So the answer is not next life. The answer is there's a need to practice right now in this lifetime. Yeah. In this lifetime.
다 준세 다티 체들 두고 준세 가르라서는 늘 마둠나 자와 토마 다 준 예가 비셔서 다 준세 고용해.
And why is there, okay, we need to practice in this lifetime? Why? Because if you do not practice, it will be very difficult to obtain these freedoms and endowments again for many lifetimes. Okay, so if there's a need to practice the teachings, and if we are able to practice the teachings, and we need to do it in this lifetime, then when exactly in this lifetime? So perhaps after retirement, you know, basically. Perhaps people, that's what we think, you know, after retirement, or after you get CPF, or you know, or basically when we are basically when we are older, yeah. So that is incorrect. Yeah. So it says the fourth element is that we need to practice right now. Okay, so there's a need to not only practice in this lifetime, but to practice right now. The reason being that when we talk about the time of death, yeah, you really cannot be sure. There's no guarantee when it will hit us. Yeah. So these four things, if you think about it, is really, really important. You know? Yeah. So the first question we have to always ask ourselves is, why on earth am I doing this? Why should I practice the Dharma? Isn't it? We have to convince ourselves. Yeah, why am I doing all this for what? You know? The answer is very simple. Because we don't like Tai Chi, and we want happiness, is it? So if you want that, then you have to practice that. And the thing is, we are in the position to practice the Dharma because we have all the conditions. Yeah.
That you can nick ours, that they want to do that, that you didn't nick ours, that on day, and some of them chose it in the Carson, Judy Shadagita, you took ours, that you did that, as you nick our immigrant, that you did it took ours. What in this way?
So then, going into some specifics here on page 42, the text talks about how to contemplate on the difficulty of obtaining a human life of freedom and endowments, yeah, yeah, from specific angles, yeah. One of it is contemplating how difficult it is to assemble the causes of a human life of freedom and endowments.
What in the Sumala that you learn to get that you then do some shit top a lion, Sudim Lasso, Javan.
So there's this the second last paragraph. Okay. Yes, it's good, but I'll just read from another translation. Okay? So, in general, even to obtain just a happy rebirth, you must cultivate a single pure virtue, such as ethical discipline. In particular, to obtain complete freedom and endowment requires many roots of virtue, such as having a foundation of pure ethical discipline, augmenting it with generosity and the like, and when dying, making a connection with your next lifetime through stainless aspirational prayers. As this is so, it is obvious that very few achieve such causes. Therefore, once you have understood this, reflect on the difficulty of obtaining the general effect, a life in a happy realm, and the particular effect, a human life with freedoms and endowments.
That on that young body, Carasena, that on that meat is secular and talk out his chair. A lapardo, an easy tawaja, Joju, said it that Satan to your Sunday in Milutabedi, Tiwaka was chash. The Carasena, that Jinzen, so Carasena, so beauty to cover us, that on that, or what that you, that in the tawaja, Joju, Sun, Miluji Tabala, human bush sack.
So what is this paragraph saying? In general, just to get a good rebirth is really difficult, yeah. On top of that, if you want to obtain a human life, not just an ordinary good rebirth, but if you want to obtain a human life with all the freedoms and endowments, that is even much, so much more difficult. Yeah. What is the reason? Because the causes for achieving these rebirths are very difficult to put together. It's very rare. It's difficult. Yeah. So if you do not have the cause, if you do not practice the cause, if you find it difficult to put the causes together, of course you're going to have difficulty finding the result. Yeah.
ngo tokshine da tonda da thade nyimbo tinde sam da thade nyimbo tila da tinde gi thebe milu di da chuso do ma dang che da jawa chima la ani ji da yana de sam thobe yana ni le thobe tinde ji la kale chak ko les da tanda ngo ne da milu tinde chaba jin thebe kab la da chuso do ma dang che kale chak ko re sini da so so da tin so da hai ba le da tanda nyimbo ji
so the essence is to reflect on this and to remind ourselves, you know, what the opportunity we have got, you know, and to not let it go to waste. Yeah. So we should just strive, you know, to use this rebirth that we have in order to achieve the temporary and the ultimate goals. Yeah. So what we need to do as individuals now is to think about these things over and over again, such that we end up, you know, persuading ourselves and encouraging ourselves to let's use this opportunity now to achieve both the temporary and the ultimate goals. Yeah. So we will continue with the next section on this Tuesday, on Thursday then.
What to see that condo that's animal drilling or is that till I chew a cashish that on our some statue of the current?
Because we are there is a discussion group on Sunday, so I'll give you the questions now. What is faith and why is it so important? What is faith and why is it so important? What is meditation and what is the purpose of meditation? What is the most important thing to do in between meditation sessions? What is the difference between analytical and stabilizing meditation? And is it correct for an individual to engage in both? What is the difference between analytical and stabilizing meditation? Is it correct for an individual to engage in both?
How many questions? Four. Enough or you need more? Last time somebody said too many questions.
I don't think it's a problem that you have many questions. So if you cannot finish all the questions, then so be it. We see, right? Okay, now it's your turn. Do you have any questions? Oh yeah, please use the mic. Stupid thing. Is it? Press the red in this hole, the red button, yeah.
Is it on? Yes. Rinpoche, what is the big difference between the desire and the form realm? And as an ordinary being, which of the two am I living in? Is it the desire realm?
What
is the big difference between the desire realm? We were talking of the desire realm and the form realm. And which realm am I living in right now? Desire?
You are living in Singapore, you don't know.
But you can still be in different realms, I think, depending on your mindset.
Singapore is desire realm.
Desire.
We are in the desire realm. I should say that we are abiding in the desire realm. And what's next? Oh, what's the difference between the desire realm and the form realm? So, in order to be in the form realm, you need to have achieved an actual meditative stabilization before you can.
Someday, the shinya, someday, mushi, present that.
So in order to be born in the form realm, you must first have achieved the meditative serenity or calm abiding. Yeah. And someone who is born into the form realm, that person has no interest whatsoever in the enjoyments of the desire realm. They look at the enjoyments of the desire realm, they regard it as unpleasant. So they do not have attachment for the enjoyments of the desire realm. Why? Because they have something better. Because there's something better, they look at what we have and it's like, yuck. Okay. Remember last time? About we looking like monkeys? Not we, but... Remember? There's something about we looking like monkey?
Yeah, come.
Forgot already, yet?
Did I hear correctly that you mentioned the three lower form realms are opportune rebirth?
What?
The three lower form realms, God's realm, are opportune rebirth? Did I hear that? No. The form, you know, the form realms, the gods, right? The fourth one is the one that's in space out. Then the three lower ones, are they opportune rebirth?
Opportunity.
That means good rebirth in the sense of practicing Dharma. Not only the human realms, but actually these three lower realms are also good rebirths of practicing Dharma.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't call it the three lower realms. Yeah. They get confused.
So the three god realms. The form realm.
The ordinary beings of the form realm. So you know when we were talking about the God of long life, you know, and we were talking about the specific example of a distant God of the fourth level of the form realm. So we are not talking about every single God form God of the form realm or of the fourth level. There are only some. Specifically, they are called those who lack discrimination. So there's this kind of God who are part of the fourth level of the form realm. We are talking about them. We're not talking about all the gods on the fourth level of the form realm. Okay, boleh? Because from what you have said, you know, you seem to be implying that the gods of the first, second, and third level of the form realms possess the opportune, and then whereas the gods on the fourth level of the form realm do not possess the opportune conditions. So it's not exactly like that. So basically the form realm is divided into four abodes, the four lands, four levels, simply speaking. Yeah. So the ordinary beings of the form realm, they are ordinary beings of the form realm who are who do enter the path.
Basically,
there are ordinary beings in the form realm who have entered the path. And it seems that that is not the case with the formless realm. Seems that that is not the case. So, if there is indeed this difference, the point is that in the formless realms, it seems they are saying that there are no ordinary beings who enter the path while they're in the formless realm. So there is a difference between the form and formless realm, yeah? So if there is a difference, then there must be a reason, yeah? So the reason is something to think about,
yeah?
So, although they are ordinary beings who enter the path, ordinary beings in the form realm who enter the path, but the ordinary beings who enter the path while in the form realm, they cannot newly attain the path of seeing. You enter the path doesn't mean you achieve the power of seeing immediately. That's the point. I mean, it comes a while later. But for those with ordinary beings who have entered the path while in the form realm, they cannot newly attain the path of seeing. In order to achieve the newly attain the path of seeing, they have to take a rebirth in the desire realm. So this is stated in the Abhidharma, yeah. And it's also stated very clearly in the Lamrim Chenmo. Yeah. There's a statement which goes something like, it is impossible to newly achieve the path of seeing in the higher realms. Did you see that statement in your text?
Haven't seen.
Or we'll see, is it?
Anybody see? Page 14. You say page 14, huh? What?
Whoa.
Page what? Page 40, you said there. You see that? What they said? Now you sing first time?
In the desire realm, you can newly see it for the first time.
So
So it stated clearly that it's not possible to newly achieve the path of seeing or higher path, superior path. Anyway, that will come in the future. Okay. Basically, you cannot newly, it means for the very first time, achieve the path of seeing in the higher realms, in the upper realms, which means form and formless realms. But you can achieve, you can newly achieve the path of seeing on the basis of a design realm God. Why? Because of having very strong habitual tendencies from the past rebirth as a human being. So this is, all these details are mainly for people, those of you who have been around for a while, yeah. So those of you who are hearing this for the first time, don't worry, okay. Of course, you're unlikely to understand what I'm saying, so, and it is okay.
Okay,
so it's very important to next to read on your own, okay? So please read up the next couple of pages. Because the next couple of pages are basically it's talking about the three types of persons, yeah. Of the persons of middling and great capacity, and how do we posit them?
Oh yeah.
Rinpoche, could I just make a quick comment about endowments? Because we don't normally think in this way, but when I was a young girl growing up in India in the early 60s, I remember as a school child reading about the Buddha and the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, and I was very keen to try and start practicing. And right there, even in the land of the Buddha's birth in India, there was no place one could find. Not in Delhi, even in Dharamsala, the Tibetan community had just newly moved in, so they had not really got organized. There were no teachings at that time. So even living in India, while I was looking, I could not find teachings in the early 60s. So I think in Singapore, people are extremely fortunate that they exist in this form. I'm serious, really, because we lived in Europe, we lived in America, we lived in India, and nowhere could I find access to the teachings as I have found here, which, as you know, is one reason that my husband left his job and we moved back here. So it's not that easy to find a good place to be able to go to the Buddha's teachings.
Like
this
ABC.
Is one of them.
In summary, it's like ABC, is it?
Sorry?
Like ABC.
Like ABC, yes. Right, exactly.
Well, that's the truth. So, je peux